Tucker Carlson, Joe Biden using military to fly illegal aliens to U.S. by John Binder on July 15, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration is using the United States Armed Forces to help fly illegal aliens into the interior of the U.S., Fox News's Tucker Carlson reveals. On Wednesday evening, Carlson unveiled internal emails in which Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs informs military personnel that commercial planes at Lackland Air Force Base, east of Del Rio, Texas, will board and fly illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. Burroughs, Carlson noted, asked personnel to keep the operation from becoming public. This show has confirmed that the Biden administration has enlisted the U.S. military, secretly, around our country, Carlson said. That is happening at Lackland Air Force Base in Texas. We know it's happening there because a man called Lieutenant Colonel Matthew Burroughs sent his subordinates spelling it out very clearly. Burroughs' email reads, "Over the next few days, weeks, or months, you may see passenger aircraft on our ramp transporting undocumented non-citizens. Please review the attached public affairs guidance on the issue," emphasis added. Burroughs' email then instructed uniformed military personnel to hide what was happening on the base from the country they're sworn to serve, Carlson continued. Carlson said the Pentagon confirmed to him that the secretive operation is occurring under the guise of the Department of Homeland Security's mission. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agency, though, refused to disclose where in the U.S. illegal aliens are being flown. ICE did not deny they were using Lackland Air Force Base to relocate large numbers of foreign nationals into the interior of our country and do it secretly, Carlson said. The question is, where are all these people going? Several times, ICE promised us additional details. But in the end, we never heard back. Apparently, Americans do not have a right to know where foreign nationals are being resettled in their own country. What you're watching is demographic transformation in our country without our consent and in violation of our laws. That is happening, Carlson continued. For months, Breitbart News has chronicled the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release operation through which at least tens of thousands of illegal aliens are being briefly detained, put up in migrant hotels, then bused or flown into the U.S. interior with only the promise that they will show up to their asylum hearings months, or a year, later. In June, Breitbart News reported that it is not only border-crossing family units that are being resettled via the catch-and-release operation. The Biden administration is busing and flying single male adult border crossers into U.S. cities that remain undisclosed to American citizens. The latest available data, from February 19 to April 22, reveals that the Biden administration has flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.